Phoneboy Speaks, episode 412, The Bandwagon. Even if you are only vaguely aware of American football, you probably know that today is Super Bowl Sunday, and the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos will be competing in the home of the Jets and the Giants in, in East Rutherford, New Jersey, at the MetLife Stadium or whatever the hell it's called. Anyway, and that's it'll be an interesting game, I'm sure. Obviously, everybody's making their opinions about who's going to win or lose that game, but. One phenomenon I've noticed around, at least my neck of the woods. Of course, I live in the, live in Seahawk country, so of course there's a lot of people supporting their Seahawk pride right now. And and of course over the year, the football season anyway, I've that as the Seahawks were doing better, and as the playoffs were on. People were doing more and more Seahawks stuff. Of course, now with the Super Bowl, pretty much everybody that even remotely cares about the Seahawks is probably wearing Seahawk stuff or whatever. And quite honestly, I was going to try and say that, I was never a bandwagon fan, but I think at the end of the day, we're all start out as bandwagon fans. And a bandwagon fan is somebody that may not necessarily care about the sport at first, but, for whatever reason decides to start rooting for them, and if the local team's doing good or whatever. And, I guess maybe, the appropriate definition for bandwagon fans is that, maybe they stop rooting for the Seahawks or they stop caring after a while. But let's face it, really, sports is not something that really has any impact on our lives. I was talking with somebody at Starbucks recently, and I asked him, I said, "So which team are you a fan of?" And he said, "Well, I'm a Redskins fan." I said, "Oh, okay, well, that's interesting." He said, "I used to get involved, get all emotionally involved in it, but I realized after a while that whether the game wins or loses, right, my team wins or loses, that I still have the same house, I still have the same car, I still have the same family. So putting a lot of emotional investment in it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense now." And I agree with that logically, although and I try not to let the losses get to me. I mean, I'm going to have that that disappointment in the moment, immediately after a game, but I move on, right? I don't want to let it I don't want to dwell on it, and I don't want to let it bring me down. A win, I'm not going to complain about a win, but I mean, I can't control the winning or the losing, so it's just kind of a distraction, I guess. And that's if you've read A Brave New World, it's basically sports is soma, which is kind of a drug that sedates the masses, I guess. But anyway, I mean, look, I think whatever your feelings are about the Super Bowl, if you have a favorite team or not, or you're just jumping on a bandwagon and going along for the ride, I mean, do whatever you're going to do. It's a nice little excuse to get together with your friends and family and, watch the commercials or whatever, which is probably much interesting to the non-sports fans, because some of those commercials you may never see again. But anyway, it's Super Bowl Sunday, so, enjoy the game or not, or go do something else. I know people that are completely avoiding it and going out and, going to the outdoors, and that might not be a bad idea. I mean, whatever you do this Sunday, go do it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.